You're listening to Rotary Radio UK and me, Steve Wood, and I'm joined today by Lou and Claire from Maidstone Dawn Patrol. Claire.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And Lou?
Hi.
Okay. Sorry, there was a bit of a pause there because I pointed at the wrong person. But, we're gonna sort all of this out. And ladies, you're from an organisation called...
Kent Kidney Patients Association.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what the Kent Kidney Patients Association does.
We look after kidney patients in Kent. I am a kidney patient myself. I was on dialysis for 5 years and I now have a kidney transplant. And what we do is we help patients that are on dialysis and are awaiting a kidney transplant. It's quite a life-changing thing when you get diagnosed with kidney failure because everything changes. You know, you can't maintain the job that you had. The illness just takes over. And sometimes you're left absolutely not knowing what to do. And that's where we come in. We help as much as we can. We help financially as much as we can. We help with things like school trips when you can no longer afford that for your children. Just things to try and make life a little bit easier while your body learns to cope with a new treatment.
When did you start?
We started about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The charity has been running a lot longer than that, but we took over about 5 years ago. And since then, we've just been trying to raise awareness of it and trying to raise money so that we can help many more patients.
Okay, when we were talking earlier, you said that you are also helping homeless people that have come through this process.
Yes, there are as many illnesses. Kidney failure does not discriminate, and it happened very often that homeless people end up being diagnosed with kidney failure. And once they're in the system, then they get given a social worker. The social worker then finds them a council flat. But that's all that they can do. And then we step in and we try and make sure they have some carpet. Sometimes it's just bare concrete flooring, some furniture to sit on. It's not brand new or anything. We try and source secondhand furniture for them and just try and make their life a little bit more comfortable while they have the treatment, something less for them to worry about. And also we provide some counselling. We do support groups. We do support groups because it's a transition as well, you know, a transition to sort of reintegrate back into society in a way. And this, yes, they need a support and counselling, and that's what any money raised goes to as well.
It must be quite a leap to go from being a free person to having to have regular dialysis, and then if you have a transplant, going back to, you know, something like normal life.
Well, I suppose sometimes there is an issue of addiction,
mm-hmm.
and you need to support them for that illness as well, not just the kidney failure. So it goes hand in hand. There's a routine as well that they would not have been used to as well. A routine such as making sure that you're going to get picked up at this time to be taken for your treatment. Yes, it's an adjustment. It is really an adjustment. Mm. And also, I have to say that a lot of patients, unfortunately, even after they've had the transplant, and then they have to get on and you have to sort of leave them to walk the path on their own, go back to that. But you can only support them as much as you can, and you've got to give them the best shot. And that's where we're at.
Sure. You mentioned earlier that you've got two caravans. What are they used for?
We do. They're down in Hastings on Coombe Haven Holiday Park, and we provide them for free to our patients to go and have holidays with their families and make memories. And for some it's the last holiday they get, so they get all their passes included for all the entertainment and entertainment areas, and just to go and have a breakaway, really. And
yeah.
And fit it, it's easy because they can fit it around their treatment, which is quite restrictive.
Yeah,
so often they don't get holidays.
No. Okay. And you've got a big event coming up in August.
We do.
Tell me all about it.
Well, we decided to call it Kent Kidney Fest. It's, I suppose you say, like a mini music festival. We've got live bands, live singers, a live DJ. We have managed to get a good deal, thanks to some lovely businesses, on a bucking bronco. We've got a bouncy castle for the kids. We're going to do tug of war competition. We have an inflatable shooting range.
That sounds a really mad idea, an inflatable shooting range.
I know, it is a foam bullet, so
oh, right, yes.
it should be okay. But yeah, I'm thinking children and adults alike probably for that one. There'll be some food and drink. We've got burger van, ice cream van. There's a bar that will be open to get food and drink. Just a fun day for the families and their patients. And
where's this going to be?
It's at Sittingbourne Rugby Club. Oh, I forgot. We've got a big 4 metre inflatable dart board as well.
Right.
For football darts.
And have you got 4 metre darts to throw at it, or how does that
no,
work?
No, just footballs.
Just footballs. Okay. And it's Sittingbourne Rugby Club.
Yes.
Sittingbourne, but where is that?
Good question. I don't know Sittingbourne very well. It's just off the A249 or the
A2. It is. The A249, the A2. There's Gawcourt Cricket Ground, which most people who live in this area will know, and then the rugby club is behind it. Okay, and when is it? It's
on Sunday, the 18th of August.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to pay to come in?
No, entry will be free. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we are trying to raise money for Kent Kidney Patients Association, so there will be donation buckets dotted around everywhere. Obviously, we'd be very grateful for any donations that anyone can give, because it helps us to keep the charity running. And
yeah, and I think you I know your members, but you work quite closely with Maidstone Dawn Patrol, Rotary.
Yeah, that's correct. If it wasn't for Maidstone Dawn Patrol, I don't think we'd be able to run any big charity events like this, because they step up and they do a lot of the volunteering for us. So a big thank you to Maidstone Dawn Patrol for helping us run this charity, really.
Okay. how many people are in being supported by the charity at any one time?
Okay, we have 500 in the dialysis patients that go to have hospital treatment 3 times a week. That's 500. We have we work with 6 hospitals, so 6 units in each hospital: Margate, Dover, Ashford, Maidstone, Medway, and Canterbury. Canterbury being the main hub. That's where we have our transplants done at the moment, and that's where any critical care goes. So the 500 go in to dialysis, but then we also have about 700 patients that are awaiting dialysis. We also have patients that dialyze at home, and we're thinking that's around 350, I think, between 350 and 400 the last time I checked, which was over a year ago, but we get new patients all the time. If you count all the kidney patients, including ones that have had transplants and that we have helped or continued to help in some way, then it's over 3,000.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's not all supported by one event a year, is it? How do you raise money on other occasions?
Well, we have a Just Giving page that continually keeps going. We have a lottery, a giving lottery fund that people buy lottery tickets and support us with. We apply for grants. Mainly it comes in from grants that we apply for specific projects that we are doing, whether it be like at COVID, where we were supporting patients that needed, that were shielding, and the government was giving them a food box every week. But unfortunately, when you're on dialysis, you need a specific diet. Mm. We got a large lottery grant to go and get a van and to buy all the food that we needed weekly to deliver to the patients that were shielding. And then they would give us the food that they couldn't eat out of the government box, and we would take that to a food bank, and they sometimes would exchange it for fresh food that we could give our patients. So that's
that's it. Okay. And you mentioned a Just Giving page, but I guess you've got a website as well.
Yes, we do. We do have a website, and that's Claire. Can you?
That is www.kentkidneypatients.co.uk.
Okay, and if people want, we can find out more information from that website. But if they want something specific, they can get through to you on email.
Yeah, there's a contact tab on the website, so we can be reached by email. There's a telephone number.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds absolutely incredible. I hope it goes well for you, and that you'll come back and let us know exactly what happened, and how many people turned up, and whether the inflatable shooting gallery deflated at the end of the night.
Yeah, and if you know, are you signing up for the tug of war competition, Steve?
Well, only if you're holding a pensioner's category.
What about the rodeo bull? You can do that sitting down.
Yeah, you can do. Who knows? Okay. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in, and as I say, we wish you every success.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.